My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I want to be on the cover of a magazine. I wish I had a light-skinned boyfriend with real nice hair. But first, I want to be in one of them BET videos.
Now, that's how theatergoers are introduced to Clarice Precious Jones in Lee Daniels' new film, Precious. But it doesn't take long for us to realize that BET videos are probably not in the cards for Precious. She's an abused, illiterate teenage girl who's pregnant for the second time with her father's child. It's a story that was first told in the book Push. Joining us this morning is the author of that book, Sapphire. Good morning, Sapphire.
Good morning.
Also, Jeffrey Fletcher, who wrote the screenplay for Precious, which is based on the novel Push, also joins us. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning.
Sapphire, you know, this is a story. I remember when this book came out, this was an unforgettable, gripping story of violence and abuse told from inside the mind of a character that you never meet in literature. I can't imagine a more unlikely story to be turned into a movie. What did you think when you first began getting offers?
Well, I started getting offers in 1996. I got them from, you know, all different types of people in the entertainment community. I mean, you know, Madonna offered to do the film. You know, young college students were calling me, putting together collectives, offering to do the film. You know, so offers were coming in from a lot of places. One thing I felt, the book needed a chance to be a book before it got turned into a film.
What does that mean?
It needed a chance to have a life as a piece of literature. It needed a chance to go from hand to hand. It needed a chance not to be turned into a fixed image. You know, like when you read the book, a million different people will see a million different Preciouses. When you see a film or a TV version of a book, you have a character. You know, for millions of people now, Whoopi Goldberg is Alice Walker's
right,
Shirley.
Right.
So
right, from
I knew
The Color
that,
Purple,
that,
right?
That yes, I knew that process would happen, but I felt it needed a chance to become part of readers' consciousness. Now people go to this movie with the book in their hand, comparing the book to the movie. So it's for many, many people, the movie is not their first encounter with the book. So they're holding the movie to a very high standard. And I don't think that would have happened if, you know, 6 months after the book came out, a movie had come out.
So Jeffrey Fletcher, screenwriter who adapted Sapphire's book Push for the screen. I mean, let's try an elevator pitch here, Jeffrey. 350-pound African-American woman who sleeps with her dad. That's not a pitch you take to Halle Berry, I gather.
No, it's not. And I really credit Sapphire and Lee Daniels for, you know, for seeing that this is a character whose point of view is important and a character who's beautiful, even if she's not, doesn't fall under the traditional parameters of what we've come to believe is beautiful. So, I fell in love with her from page one.
Huh. Why do you think there's such momentum behind this project? You got Lee Daniels as director, you got Oprah Winfrey producer, you got Lenny Kravitz in the movie, you got a lot of people who are signing up to be a part of the soundtrack. This isn't a commercial issue, is it?
Oh, no. I think it all comes from Sapphire's work. I mean, it's so rich, it's so honest, that everyone involved originally and those who have come later have sensed that inspiration. And as Sapphire said earlier, one of the brilliant things about the book is that it is so rich, but also leaves room for people to bring their own perspective and passions and issues and knowledge to the canvas.
Well, a challenge for a screenwriter. Jeffrey Fletcher is the screenwriter who adapted Push for the film Precious. Sapphire, we'll go out with you. Can I ask you the dumb Hollywood question? Is this a story of redemption?
Ultimately, this is a any story that tells the truth that enters deeply into human life is a story of redemption. So while we will see and hear some horrible things in this film, ultimately we will see a human soul being unveiled, and we'll see an inner world that we did not know existed, a horrible one, but we'll also see a magnificent one of transformation. So, I would say it's a story of redemption.
Maybe
John.
Not as dumb of a question as I thought. Well, congratulations, Sapphire, the author of Push, which opens as the movie Precious today. Screenwriter Jeffrey Fletcher, a challenge for both of you, but it sounds like it worked out great. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Right,
thank
bye.
You, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.